Okay, here's the thing. And I need to get this off my chest, because if you keep trying to treat joy like it's optional, don't be surprised when you're constantly going in a hamster wheel, trying to find the exit to jump off of long-ass to-do lists, of constantly avoiding taking care of yourself and wondering why you feel like shit because you're not putting yourself first on the list. Let's get into it.
Hey, hey, it's Michelle, and welcome to Simplifying Life's Beautiful Bitchiness. Let's keep it real. Life can be a bitch, so let's make it easier. We're all about saying peace out to constantly juggling all the things and create simple, stress-less life systems that work for your version of a balanced life. Without the burnout, without the BS. Whether you're juggling mom life, managing a chronic illness, or just trying to get through the day without losing your shit, I got you. So grab a drink, take a breath, because we're diving into real life strategies with a little bit of goofiness, a few F-bombs, and plenty of holy shit that makes sense moments. You ready? Let's do this.
I am a big believer that way back in the dawn of time, or at the dawn of time, it was ingrained in a woman's DNA to be the doer of all things. Think about it. Once upon a time, we took care of the homestead. We took care of the significant other. We took care of the children. We bared children. We cooked. We cleaned. We took care of all these things. Then fast forward a few hundred years to where then we were allowed to have a job. Everything we were still doing then, we now throw in having a job. And it's one of those things like, wait, what were we supposed to do? What else were we supposed to do? Oh yeah, take care of myself. Find joy for myself. Somehow, joy got lumped into things like it had to be a self-indulgent kind of thing, or it's like a reward. If you did well, you did all your chores, your to-do list, you took care of all the things, that long list of shit. That's the best part, never-ending list of shit. And then once you accomplish something, then somewhere in there, you were able to have time for joy instead of putting it in the beginning. Let's not make joy like a dessert. Let's not treat it like a dessert. It has a fucking seat at the table. It's a part of the damn meal. You don't need to keep waiting to fit joy into your life, into your thing, like it's scraps. No, let's stop doing that shit. Let's include it in our day. Schedule it into your day, because it's a necessity. And if you don't, you're going to be waiting a long ass time. Ask me how I know. It's the corporate bullshit. It's the cultural bullshit. The shit that's on social media, the shit that's on TV, where we glorify all of that burnout shit like it's a fucking badge of honor, where being busy equals being important. Being exhausted means being productive. That's just fucking bullshit. It's just complete garbage. And it's throwing joy out there like it's some lazy ass afterthought. And here's the deal. Joy is a form of resistance. Joy is something that will protect your energy, your creativity, your peace. It'll protect your damn sanity. So here's what I do instead. I schedule 10-minute joy pockets into my actual day. And I call them joy pockets. You can call them whatever. Give it a name. Give it a name that fits you and what you're trying to create for your type of joy in your day. I treat them like appointments that I cannot miss. Schedule them into my calendar on my phone so I am not missing out on it. Even if I'm out and about, I will have a few different variations of joy pockets that I will want to do in my 10-minute time. And you can stretch this out as long as you want it to be, but start with 10 minutes. Since you don't really have joy in your day and you're not making it a priority, start with 10 minutes. Just schedule it into your calendar. Put it as a hard set. It can be at various times, or if you are a person where you want to make it a reoccurring appointment, you know, every day at 1 p.m. from 1 to 10, I am going to watch something, do something to laugh my ass off. I'm going to dance in the kitchen and listen to two of my songs that are 5 minutes, or if you can stretch in three songs or whatever for that 10-minute stretch, dance your ass off in the kitchen, dance your ass off in the living room, dance your ass off. That's a form of movement on top of that. So that is added onto the joy where you are moving your body, giving you that even more beneficial feeling of joy. Doodle on purpose. That's what I do. I can't draw to save my life. There's a lot of people in my family who can draw and make beautiful pieces of art. But yeah, no, not me. But again, find something, a few different things. So if you are out and about, girls' night, girls' day, date with the kids, this is something that you cannot miss. Unless you schedule a doctor's appointment at that time because it was the only time available, that isn't like an exception kind of thing. But if you are out and about and that notification goes off where it's time for you to do your joy pocket, do your joy pocket right then and there. So what? Who cares? Again, what's that saying? Dance like nobody's watching? Well, so what? People are going to be watching. This is my way to give myself joy in my day. You know what I mean? So you have to do it and refuse to apologize for it because it's something you are doing for yourself. And if you want to be able to pour into your family, pour into your business, if you have a business, pour into anything else outside of pouring into you, you need to start with pouring into yourself first in order to do those things. I say all of this with love. And from a place where I've been there before, I am still a recovering doer of all things. And it's probably my type A personality. It's probably a combination of all the things, OCD, controlling, all of that shit. But I am trying to give myself grace every single day. And again, for me, once I got hit with my chronic illness diagnosis 3 years ago now, I realized that I needed to take care of myself. And you would probably think like, well, Michelle, you should have always known to take care of yourself. But no, I'm a person that always poured into everybody else. I loved helping everybody else. I loved taking care of everything, cleaning the house, cooking. I don't cook as much now. I gave that off to my husband. I still clean the majority of the house, but I've also delegated some things to my daughter. That right there is a joy pocket for myself. When she's off doing a chore, that's a joy pocket right there for me because I am sitting down and watching her do it. And I am in bliss. I couldn't quite find the words that I wanted to use to describe my joy for that moment. But it's something you can do. It's something that you have to do. Again, it's a requirement. It's a necessity for your health. Pour into yourself. Start again with just 10 minutes to be able to give yourself back that rejuvenation that you've been missing, or that something that you feel like, okay, I'm missing something. That's probably it. Start scheduling it in your day. So here's your permission to start enjoying your day. Not when the work is done, not when the house is clean, not when everybody else is happy. Now, start right now. I'm handing over the permission slip for you to start right now. Start with a joy pocket. Again, start with 10 minutes it's scheduled into your phone, your calendar, whatever your choice. If it's a written plan or something, schedule it in there. Intentionally schedule it in there. And if you want a little bit of help designing a system that includes and makes room for joy in your life that fits you and your version of a balance, you know where to find me.
That's a wrap on today's episode. I hope it gave you something to think about, laugh at, or actually use in real life. If this one hit home, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss what's coming next. And if you're feeling extra generous, drop a review. It truly helps. If you want to keep the combo going, head to the show notes for all the links and resources. Until next time, inhale the calm and exhale the fire.